Good day. Welcome back. Visit Julian Blog Talk Radio Podcast. Today I have a newer business owner in Julian. Her name is Lori and she owns The Old Goat. Ironic, new business, old goat. Welcome, Lori. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sorry that we got our little schedule a little mixed up this morning. My bad. So you opened your store bravely right in the very beginning of COVID, correct, Amundo?
October 1st, 2020.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it was, I guess once you decide that you're going to do something, you're just going to, you know, brave forward, because what else are you going to do? You've planned, you've organized, you've invested, and yes, you're going to do what you're going to do.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
When the pandemic happened started and farmers markets shut down, that was our outlet for our product, as well as online. But our online at the time was not that popular. Mm-hmm. And so when the pandemic happened, I started looking at retail establishments to carry our product. And then I started thinking, well, why the heck do I want to take a loss and sell wholesale? And I saw the for rent sign in the building we're in and thought I'd give it a go. My family was doubtful because of the pandemic.
Sure.
But I reached out to some friends who also we show goats with, who also make product to enhance our store and fill it up. And it's just worked.
Yeah, that's so great. Good for you.
Yeah.
So speaking about then your store, let's talk about it. It's called The Old Goat, but you don't sell old goats.
No.
So what kind of products will people find inside your store?
Mostly products made with goat milk. Mm-hmm. So we make our own soap and lotion products, as well as laundry detergent and lip balm, all with our goat milk. We have a herd of about 50 dairy goats we raise, and we just had a plethora of milk. We supplied Dirty Goat Soap Company since their inception. Mm-hmm. And in 2019, the previous owners decided they couldn't keep up with demand anymore.
Oh, wow.
And so they offered the business to us.
Oh, wow.
So we took it on, and now it's grown to be an incredible business. We love it.
That's fantastic. And then your online presence, is that growing along with you?
Yes, our online presence has definitely grown. Folks who have come in the store that still want to continue our product, we ship all around the United States.
Oh, that's great.
And even Alaska, we had some customers that say, we can't get packages in Alaska. And I said, bet me.
Yeah, right. Watch me. Hold my beer.
So we've gotten them there. And then we also, as I said, we partnered with our friends that we've show goats with. Mm-hmm. So we also have goat milk bath bombs from another farm, face wash from another farm, healthcare items, natural healthcare items like deodorant and sore goat balm for the sore muscles. And then we carry goat milk cheese and caramels.
Yeah, so I'm a goat cheese first person. For those listening, I had won a gift basket from the Old Goat at a chamber event. And in it was the bath bombs, the goat milk bath bombs. And I come from, I'm not going to be proud of it, but I'm also not going to deny it. I come from a long line of Walmart bath bombs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're fun because you're doing something fun, but they weren't. It was just saying that I put a bath bomb in, and I got those in the gift, and oh my gosh, totally love them. So
yes.
This year for my stockings for the girls in my family, I bought only products that I love, and they all got the goat bath bombs in their stocking. 'Cause you know, I was like, I always scramble to fill up their stockings, and I didn't want to do that this year. So it was like Julian products, everything I love. And man, that local shopping night, I went straight to your store to make sure I got those for their stockings. So if you're one of those, like me, a Walmart bath bomb person, just step up a little bit.
And,
yeah, get yourself some goat bath bombs, because they really are amazing.
They are very nice.
Yeah.
Goat's milk is naturally hydrating and moisturizing. So you really come out of the bath or with the soap and lotion products just feeling nice and silky and hydrated.
Soft. Yeah, for sure. Totally awesome. And your goat cheese. Now, you get that. Is that, do you make that, or that comes from someone you know and you work with?
Right. That comes from Dr. Dan Drake's mm-hmm. farm. He's our vet that writes our health certificates when we're showing out of state.
Oh.
That's how we got to know him. And he's a great guy. He shows goats here and there, mm-hmm. but mostly raises them to make the cheese.
The cheese. Yeah. And now that you said Dr. Rick's, I can remember seeing it on the packaging.
Yeah. Yeah. He's awesome. Up in Chino Hills.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And then there are other products that you have. You have some novelty items that people, I'm sure, would love. Talk a little bit about those.
So, well, we have shirts. We have coffee from Moon Goat Coffee, mm-hmm. which is Orange County's top coffee roaster and importer.
Oh, wow.
And then we carry... Yeah, jerky, so we call it the Friends of the Goats. So we have various forms of jerky. Mm-hmm. And then from Goat Rider, they spoof off of ghost peppers.
Oh.
So it's called Goat Rider Hot Sauce. We carry their jams and hot sauces.
Oh, I got to try that. My husband's a hot sauce dude.
Oh, we have a lot mm-hmm. of that. And then we actually just got a delivery from another farm of jewelry. That she makes on her farm, and one of them is a necklace with hoof prints on it.
Oh, so
like
so cute.
Your goat hoof prints. Yeah. So that's super cool too. And then of course we've got greeting cards. Mm. You're the goat, and which means greatest of all time.
So
and
cute.
We have some games and stuffed animals.
Yeah,
and
stuffed like animals. Yeah, I see. You're very active on social media, so I get mm-hmm. to see your cute little. Stuffed goats and things like that that people can people can enjoy and bring as a nice gift if you're visiting here and say you're traveling. Most of the things that you're talking about are things you can put right in your suitcase and take home to people and say, hey, I went to this little small town, I got you this goat this or this goat that. So
yes.
Yeah, I think all your stuff travels well.
Yes.
Of course, the fudge is not going to travel because
it probably it's gonna, won't even make it.
It won't make it. I'm just speaking for myself. Yeah. I love goat, love fudge. It's like, I don't know, it's one of my many weaknesses. That's so funny.
Same here.
Yeah. So you are in the middle of Main Street, which is totally awesome. People walk right by you. You're like real close to the Julian Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For those who've been coming to Julian forever, she's in the location that used to be Julian Imports. And they just combined and moved across the street and got a larger location. So you've done really great with it. It's a really cute shop. It's very... what I love about your shop is... You can move around. It's one of those places where you feel comfortable. You're walking around, you're not bumping into a shelf behind you or a person also looking. I mean, it's open and spacious, and you just feel comfortable in there, you know, wandering around, taking a look at stuff.
Yeah, I'm one of those that I don't like too much in mm-hmm. a store because then I can't process.
Sure.
So there is plenty of walking space mm-hmm. and space for wheelchairs and walkers and what have you, and you actually will be able to come in the store and see everything. You won't miss anything because there isn't a collage of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't have that intimidation of not going down that aisle because someone else is standing in it. You know, everybody, yeah. It's got a nice flow to it, so people will be real comfortable in there.
Yes. Yeah.
So I know you have the, let's talk about sections. You have the little refrigerator.
Yes.
So what's in there besides goat cheese?
From time to time, we're out right now. We also carry goat milk fudge from Black Mesa Ranch in Arizona.
And that stays refrigerated.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we carry goat fuel, which stands for greatest of all time. Uh-huh. It's Jerry Rice's energy drink. It's a sugar-free energy drink with 7 vitamins and minerals. And the energy comes from green tea and cordyceps mushrooms.
Oh, wow.
Huh. So that's in there. And then we have just waters. And one of my high school friends created a vintage soda called Swell. Oh. And so we carry those as well.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Supporting other people who are small businesses.
And, yes.
Yeah. Because once you are a small business, you realize how important it is to support other small businesses. Even if you did it before, it's magnified once you are a small business owner.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about your creativity with creating little packages. I know that like for Valentine's Day, you have some little packages and, you know, so that people can think about what kind of gifts they might be able to get your store, how you could create a gift basket for them or the gift baskets that you already create.
Yeah. Well, we actually just got a huge order for a baby shower. And the idea is we're going to use our top seller, which is Coastal Rain. It's a fresh, clean scent. It's a blue bar of soap. And then we also make the accommodating lotion. And we're going to do a 2-ounce lotion with a half bar of soap and a gift bag. Mm-hmm. And the tag will read, "From my shower to yours."
Oh, so creative.
So, yeah, we're making those. And then, I mean, I had a gal come in over the weekend, and she was doing the same, making baby shower gifts. And she bought 20 of my 2-ounce lotions and 20 bath bombs.
Oh, that's great.
So the soap and lotion are always great products to gift together. Throw in a bag of the goat milk caramels and every lady will be happy.
Yeah, there you go.
So we do that. We also have caramel sauce. So you could do the caramel sauce with cheese and do a charcuterie board with some hot sauce to put over the plain cheese. You'd have a pretty bomb charcuterie board there.
That's cool. I through a friend here in Julian, when it used to be the coffee shop at the end, I got exposed to cottage cheese with Tabasco sauce. So when you say the plain cheese and hot sauce, you know, I mean, it's who would have thought cottage cheese and Tabasco sauce? So it related to, you know, plain goat cheese and the hot sauce. I can
absolutely
see it.
Absolutely. Yeah. The blackberry hobbit, or it's blackberry with ghost peppers.
Oh, wow.
Or goat peppers.
Goat peppers, right.
And pour that over the plain goat cheese and
That sounds
good.
Great
appetizer. Yeah.
That sounds like something I could get my husband into. It's funny because he always thought he wasn't a goat cheese fan. And then people are, more and more people are putting goat cheese in recipes and,
absolutely,
you know, in salads or on charcuterie. And he always loves it. And then I always tell him it's goat cheese. And then he always says, no, it's not. So,
so the reason being for that is 92% of folks who are lactose intolerant can tolerate goat milk. It's a different lactose strain. There isn't as much in there. And then the protein molecule is so small, it's very easily digested. The cow's milk, your protein molecule is significantly larger. And the lactose is just out of this world. Yeah. So a lot of people have sensitive stomachs. And that's one of the reasons my son chose Cal Poly was so that he could teach folks up there the benefits of goat's milk versus cow's milk.
Yeah. And goat's milk really hasn't made it mainstream into like supermarkets or anything as of yet, right?
Health food stores you can find it in, but that's about it.
Yeah. I need to tell my kids about that because both of them are lactose intolerant, whereas I am not. So I don't know where that came from, but awesome. So anything else that we should be talking about that people should know about your store?
Well, again, we're a small family business supporting small businesses and farms across the United States. You won't come into my store and leave looking for something. So if you come into my store and I don't have something, I am 100% fine sharing with you where in Julian you can find it.
Right, that's awesome.
I just, you know, there's a lot of business comes to this town, especially on the weekends and holidays, and I just feel that there's plenty for everyone. And if I don't carry a eucalyptus soap, I will tell you where you can buy it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key to success is sharing other people's businesses as well as your own. There's just a lot to be had.
You know, it's, we talked about that in an interview I did yesterday with the Banner Ranch, that a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yes.
So what you're saying fits right in line with that, and you know, supporting the others and each of us supporting each other is the only way that we're all gonna be successful, because it's a very small town, and we've reaped some benefits of extra visitation because of the pandemic, because we're outdoorsy more and mountain air and all that good stuff. But you know, hopefully that pandemic's not going to last forever. And
I hope so.
So we have to, you know, we have to stay and get creative. One of the things I want to point out about your store is that it's very unique and original. There, like you said, you may not carry a particular thing, and you can tell them where to get it. That's one of the benefits of your store, that the stuff that's in there, a lot of it is only found at your store.
Yes.
And it's not something that, you know, is it store A, store B, store C, as you're, you know, making your way down Main Street or through the outskirts of town. So if people are looking for something really unique, they could come into to your shop and find something they're not going to find anywhere else in Julian. So,
right.
So yeah. That's pretty cool.
Our number one product is our lotion. We currently have 22 scents.
Oh my gosh.
To include an unscented. Mm. And we are going to bring on a new one next month. We're bringing on lilac.
Oh.
So we'll have lilac soap and lotion. I've already made the soap. It's ready to go. Mm-hmm. And we'll make the lotion as soon as the lilacs bloom down in Wynola.
That's awesome. Yeah. Very cool.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah. So we want to encourage people to come see you. What are your hours? I know that because you're a one-man show, pardon the man reference,
no worries.
But you know, you're a one-man show, that things come up and, you know, you've got kids and life and all that, but on a regular best scenario basis, what are your regular hours?
Yes. And just to clarify, we have four-legged kids coming. Yeah. We are in the middle of kidding season. Mm-hmm. So I actually just put up a sign stating, sorry, we may randomly close to run home and deliver babies.
Yeah.
We're expecting about 80 babies this year. So it's going to be nuts.
Can you imagine if you or I were expecting 80 babies this year?
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
So our hours are from 9 to 4, Monday through Thursday, mm-hmm. except Tuesday we're closed currently. That's my production day. Mm-hmm. And then Friday through Sunday, 9 to 5, with the possibility of staying open till 6. If the town is busy, I don't close.
Right, yeah.
And same with during the week. If the town is busy, I don't close.
Sure.
Holidays, I stay open later, mm-hmm. and there's an occasional time I'll open at 8:30, mm-hmm. especially on the weekend. The cafe sometimes has a 45-minute wait come 9 o'clock,
yeah.
so I'd be a fool not to open
sure,
early.
Sure, sure, sure.
So I do open early on those days.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And right in the middle of Main Street, cafe. Stop by for unique finds. That's a really great addition to Julian, something that is completely unique, completely Lori, and, mm-hmm. that, you know, that's awesome. So congratulations. And I don't want to leave without saying that on several occasions, there are goats in your store. Absolutely.
Yes, yeah. And now that it's kidding season, more often than not, yeah. on the weekends especially, I'll bring the goats up to yeah. the shop. It gets a little chaotic because I'm balancing watching the goats
sure.
and the people and helping. But yeah, we'll have the goats. We have goat yoga coming up on the 19th of February here at Town Hall. And then depending on how the COVID numbers decrease, we'll continue mm-hmm. to bring our goat yoga back.
Yeah, that's awesome. And your goat yoga will either be, depending on the day of the week and the availability and such, it'll be either be in the shop
yes.
or here at Town Hall.
Correct.
Yeah, most, yeah. I guess, Saturday mornings, because those are bigger classes.
Yes.
If the space is available here at Town Hall, then
yes.
that would be uh-huh. your preference. Yeah.
Yes.
So goat yoga, baby goats, hello, Main Street Julian. Thanks so much, Lori. I was really glad that you came in and that
Thank
we got
you.
A chance to talk about the store.
Thank you for having
yeah,
me.
Yeah, awesome.